ask us where I got it.
There you go. I bet it has a little saying on it. Use this till we get there.
But it comes in handy. Thank you all. And thanks all for giving those away. That's very nice.
Well, we're going to have some more of them at the home show this year.
Oh, good. And that's right around the corner.
It's right around the corner.
Is that April 9th and 10th?
Yes.
So, and that's always a good time to go out there and see everybody and check out the houses and the different, not the houses, the stuff that goes in the houses,
right,
that takes care of the houses and all the different people.
Yes.
Neat, neat place to be. And you know what? We're going to have the 10th. So I'm inviting you on the air to tell you. We have Bunny in the Park. We haven't had it for 3 years because of all the stuff going on.
Awesome.
I started this, and I'll tell you what's kind of cool about it. You know, it's cool. I have people coming now that came when they were a kid bringing their kids.
Oh, my gosh.
So, in fact, y'all have been one of our sponsors for several years.
Right,
in fact,
you're
on our T-shirts, by the way.
And that's kind of hard when you're talking about their kids and bringing their kids and everything. And wait till you start treating your customers' kids home.
Or selling them houses.
Yes, or selling them houses. And you're kind of like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. But, you know, praise the Lord, we're still here.
It is. But what's kind of cool, we gave away 8,000 Easter eggs, free T-shirts, and things like people like Bug Express to help us pay for those T-shirts, a face painter, balloons. But when you have 800 to 1,000 kids
right
out there running to check Easter,
yes,
I don't care if you're the meanest person in the world, you're going to smile.
You're going to smile, yeah.
So, and everybody's invited. It's at Green Meadow Park.
Awesome.
Over there, which is kind of cool. So if y'all want to, it's kind of cool to just, a lot of them will be your customers because a lot of them are my customers.
Oh, yeah. Right. Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
It's a good time to do both those events.
Yes. Yes.
You know, I got to say open houses real quick. Will you help me?
What's that?
Okay. I was going to say Green Meadow, but that's one I just told you about.
Right.
Because it was listed and sold in a day. Mesquite. Now, what about the lake? Because I'm going to bring this up on purpose. We have a house on Mesquite, which is a beautiful part of Lake Nazworthy.
Okay.
Hillside, right over there,
right,
area.
Right.
When you live at the lake, now I've lived at the lake, you know, you've treated it for me several times. You got spiders.
You have spiders.
And y'all got a treatment for that.
Yes.
Talk about that, because if you live at a lake, you want a boat lift. If you want a boat lift, you're going to have spiders on it.
Yeah, and I'm going to let Greg handle that one, too, because he can tell you, you know, a little more about it. I mean, basically, we can't actually use a normal chemical product around the water, but we do have something we can use.
We do. Well, we do have alternative treatments and stuff. We can use green products that can be used over the water and stuff like that. But the main thing we do is all of our technicians are trained to come out and sweep webs. Basically, if you sweep down the cobwebs, you're going to eliminate the spider. So that's, you know, that's one of the services that we offer at Bug Express, is that we go in there and we don't just treat the spider. We take care of wherever they're nesting at or wherever they're hiding at. And if you keep those webs swept down around the lake area and stuff like that, and then you use this green product, it will keep the spiders from rebuilding and it'll really eliminate them in the long run.
And if you use Bug Express to get rid of your other occasional invaders like crickets and beetles and things like that, you take away their food source.
See, learn something again today. But people got to be aware. If you live at the lake, you're going to have spiders.
Exactly.
Right. Probably if you live in Santa Rita, you're going to have roaches. You're going to have water, like all
you're
water
gonna bugs. Have a, yeah. You're going to have American roaches and rats.
You are, because you all the vegetation. I mean, that just goes with it. If you live in the country, you're going to have fleas and ticks.
And scorpions.
And scorpions. For sure, scorpions. Yeah.
You know, used to, when I first started in this industry, I learned real quick, depending on what the address was, what I was going over there to treat for, because if it wasn't on my paperwork, you know, and it's like I get a Santa Rita address, I'm going, oh, boy, you know, I'm going to have to crawl under something. Pier and Beam Homes, and even though you may not have them, but your neighbor has them and they have it treated, some of them are going to filter over to your house.
And that's a fact.
That's a fact.
So depending on where you live, different things are
exactly
going to happen.
Exactly.
And what they say, cockroaches have been around?
As long as the dinosaurs, they've been around since the Ice Age.
So yeah. They're not going anywhere.
They're not going anywhere.
But no. You can help eliminate them, though.
Oh, yeah. Hey, yeah, there's a lot of things. I mean, you know, get rid of leaf litter and, you know, everybody had the compost pile. You cannot imagine how many American roaches will breed and live underneath those compost piles. Do not disturb it unless you're ready to do battle.
Well, in Sonora, at the ranch house, I've got a whole lot of oak trees. They built it in the middle of these oak trees. And Patsy told me, she said, well, there's leaves everywhere. I just, not that big a deal. She says, well, that's where all those scorpions and stuff get. Guess what's not all around my house is those leaves anymore. They're blown gone.
Good for you.
Hey, well, me and scorpions do not get along.
No. Now, I don't know many people that get along with scorpions.
And they get in your attic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't know about dust in your attic.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, you know, and he brought up earlier about the vents. You want a house that's ventilated.
Oh, yes.
I mean, a totally tight house is not a safe house.
Well, if you'll go and look at the houses, you know, all you got to do is walk around it, and I don't care where you are, and especially out in anywhere where there's new construction, with them blading up the soil, they're going to turn up scorpions, and guess what? They're going to spread out to the other houses that are around, just self-preservation. And so most houses, when you have your eave and your trim, they did not seal it, chances are, and it's kind of like the roach deal and everything and the termites. You put a business card in there, they're soft-bodied, they flatten out, and they'll crawl right up the bricks. The ones we have here are Centurion, and they're actually a tree climber and everything, and they climb very well.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. I have a monthly or quarterly. Is it quarterly?
Yes.
Quarterly agreement with Bank Express. But I also live on Enclave. You know what's going on Enclave right now?
Lots of building.
Lots and lots of construction. So I've had scorpions.
Yes.
And poor Bridget, because I've got her cell phone number.
Yeah.
Bridget, still got scorpions. And they come back out and take care
good
of it.
Good for you. She needs something to keep her busy.
Yeah, I know. But a lot of it, and now that it's kind of starting to slow down a little bit, the house next door to me is finished.
Right.
It's starting to slow down. I had that. It's gone away. But I don't care if you treat a lot. If you have the construction, just like Patsy's saying, you're going to have them move into your house. Especially when it got cold.
Oh, yeah.
Nice, warm, heated house with a fireplace going. Yeah. They like that, too.
Well, and off of number 7 out there at Bentwood and everything, I've worried for the last, I don't know, year and a half of all that construction they've done and taking away all that brush and everything, mice and rats and rattlesnakes and things like that. Oh, my. You know, it's like you kind of keep an eye out when you're on the course.
Well, and I'm going to say this, and I move a lot. I'll just admit that. And I've moved a lot in Bentwood, several houses. I shouldn't say something to jinx myself. I have a ranch in Sonora, but I've seen more snakes on my back porch at Bentwood than I have at Sonora.
I would believe that.
I mean, I guess because they're coming from the golf.
But you got to remember what's between you and over there, Butler Farms.
Yeah.
You know, and everything. And going down towards the river and everything like that. I mean, those snakes and those scorpions and rats and everything, they've been there for a long, long time.
And we're taking their territory.
Yeah, it was their old ranch land and everything. And so, yeah.
So it is. But it is kind of neat having the different things. But you said the mice problem. Do you think that is that going to get bigger and bigger, I guess? Intruding on their land?
Some areas are, you know. Some areas, you know, it just kind of, and it goes in years. You know, there's certain years that are more prevalent than others and everything. And I mean, Greg can attest that, I mean, I see rodent stations going out every day. You know, so somebody's finding, you know, mice and rats and stuff like that.
There was an article in a magazine that's for pest control managers and stuff, and they said that this year has been the highest of rat populations across the U.S. than in years past and stuff.
Crazy, crazy. So. Hey, we got to close it up, but I'm going to say one thing. In case y'all don't know, Patsy's a great golfer. So are you playing Monday in the chamber tournament?
Absolutely.
I knew it. I'm actually going to play in it. So,
awesome.
So well, the last time I played, they ran out there and I said, where's the snake? Where's the snake? And it was just me swinging the club. But, you know, I'm not very good like you. But you know what? For the chamber, we gotta support.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a fun tournament.
Yeah, you don't want to play. I've watched Bridget and Patsy play. You don't want to play with either one of them.
Yeah, well,
I do want you on my team if I get to play.
I tell you the one you don't want to play with, and that's Bridget's son, Bryce. Do not challenge his short game. You're going to lose money.
Hey, folks, we appreciate you listening, and thank y'all so much. How do they get a hold of you?
Bug Express Pest Control, 653-0069.
How did I know that number? Folks, we appreciate you listening. We'll catch you next Sunday.